And we're back on the Saturday Sports Slam. Matt Derzik along with Greg Benedetti. And now joining us on the phone lines is Bob Rickey, who was an outstanding basketball player for Frank Chan at Beaver Falls and a member of the Larry Bruno Circle of Achievement Committee. Bob, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Good to hear from you, Bob.
Thank you.
So now, of course, you're on the Larry Bruno Circle of Achievement Committee.
It's actually the Board of Directors. We have a few committees, but which Slim was on and quite a few other folks in the community, which is wonderful.
Right.
We're good.
So what went into this year's selections?
I'm sorry, say it again, please.
So what was the process going into this year's selections of the Larry Bruno Circle of Achievement?
Well, actually, we go through an extensive list every year, and it's compiled, and then we migrate down based on everybody presents their case. And this year's class is as remarkable as all the other ones in the past. And as Greg knows, this is actually, ironically enough, it's our it's been 10 years since the Larry Bruno function. Over 1,000 folks showed up in Brady's Run. And to me, it's very rewarding that we're in our eighth year of celebrations. And we have close to 40 individuals now that will be inducted in that period of time, as well, 8-9 teams. So it's really a lot of fun and very rewarding.
Bob, tell us about your festivities coming up tonight.
Actually, I'm dealing with a little sleep deprivation after last night. We had a welcome reception last night with obviously Joe on the premises and his enlightening self, as always. And that was last evening at the Park Inn there in Beaver Falls, the old Holiday Inn. And that was well attended. And this morning, we have an open house at the Carnegie Library where the Circle of Achievement, the Bruno Museum is housed. Our curator, Steve Higgins, has done a remarkable job with that. And so we expect the inductees, some other honorees, as well to open to the public from 10 o'clock this morning till 1 o'clock this afternoon. And then this evening, we venture down to Shadow Lakes, where we've been before. Jimmy does a great job there, him and his people. And we're sold out. We're pretty much at capacity. We've got about 350 guests we expect to be there tonight, coming from all over the country, which is also just mind-boggling when you think about it. Beaver Falls is far-reaching, as we all know.
Bob, you were certainly an outstanding basketball player for Frank Chan at Beaver Falls. You never played football. How did you get associated with the Bruno Foundation?
Actually, we started out, Greg, as it was first Coach Bruno, Joe, and Bucky Mutzler were the first three inductees. And to be quite frank with you, we were pigeonholed as a sports entity, sports museum, and we have grown. I had the benefit of growing up with the Brunos, Larry Juno, Jr. and Valerie, and knowing Coach Bruno, he influenced my life as well. It wasn't just about basketball. It was a matter of achievement and career paths and coaching, mentoring, and all of that. And I've had a relationship with Ron Main, who's our chairman. I've had that privilege for a long time. And I was introduced to the Bruno Foundation, frankly, through a dear friend of mine, John Chief Higgins, who's since passed. The chief got me involved with Stevie, and then my involvement with Coach Chan and Coach Giannini and the Flores. The list goes on. I mean, it's just a great family of people. So,
now, of course, you mentioned the effect that Larry Bruno had on your life as you were an athlete at Beaver Falls under Frank Chan during that time. And let me ask you this, Bob. What were some of your favorite memories of those glory days at Beaver Falls?
Glory days of Beaver Falls? Yeah. Well, I'd say I got to meet Greg Benedetti, and he was a heck of an orator and a great sports columnist even in the early days.
Thank you.
That is one of them, Greg. I had to get one dig in. Basically, it's, we're never going to make Beaver Falls what it was. That's okay. Change is important in life no matter what you do. And Joe mentioned it last night during his interview with Andrew Stocky, and it's about respect, and it's about mentoring, and it's coaching, and all the people that influence your life. And we're proud this year, in addition to the diversity that we have with our this year's inductees and Joe's and his teammates, the 61 baseball team. But we also have two other very special awards, and it's all about community to us. And it's our culture, and it's what we try to bring to the game to help help enrich the community, if you will. We have this year, for the first time, the Tronzo Community Excellence Award, which is being awarded to the Salifex, Rebecca and Steve, and then as well, it's the first year inaugural Bill Bimbo Livingston Scholarship Award being given to a young lady from Rochester. It's based on criminal justice. So it's fortunately grown from just being a sports museum, quote unquote, into something that's about the community. So that's pretty much where it's at. It's good.
Bob, the Carnegie Library, of course, houses the Bruno Museum. The exhibit has grown over the years. You're going to start running out of space pretty soon.
Actually, we have, and that's been a dilemma from day one. It's just amazing when we all think about the amazing athletes and the educators and just all the people that have come out of it, out of there. Tom Tribunk was inducted last year, and Tom's a global entrepreneur. So there's just so many people, and there's so much generosity still in that community, where we have people give Stevie stuff every year to place in the museum that we're honored to display, and we've expanded our hours. It used to just be Saturday morning. There's a couple weeknights during the week that were open, and Jan Tronzo Davis assists Stevie at the museum. And, yes, we're running out of space, so if you know anybody wants to give us a nice building, that would be kind of nice.
Now, of course, the ceremony itself is tonight. How many people are expected to show up?
We have sold, at last count, close to 350 tickets, which is pretty much capacity for Shadow Lakes. So we have 350, the full house with all the other folks with the committees and obviously the board of directors. We're approaching 400 folks.
Wow, 400. And Shadow Lakes is a very nice facility, and certainly everybody's going to be dressed to kill tonight at the ceremony.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
We've been visiting with... I'm sorry, go ahead, Bob.
No, that's okay. Let me listen.
I said that we've been visiting with Bob Rickey, the former outstanding basketball player at Beaver Falls High School under Frank Chan, who is a member of the board of directors of the Larry Bruno Foundation. Larry Bruno's Circle of Achievement dinner is tonight at Shadow Lakes Country Club. The event is sold out. And Bob, one final question for you. What would you say is the overall composition of this year's inductees?
I can sum that up pretty quick. I mean, it goes, I'll just name them for you, and it'll kind of give you gentlemen a feel for it. Jim Gumpy Ebbesberger, a legend. Tony Asaldo passed away. He had such an influence. The representative, the community from the Coppell community is there in full force, has been since Thursday night. Dr. Gene Higgins, education, wonderful, wonderful human being. Judge Rick Mancini, who's obviously on our board, but Rick was obviously an amazing athlete and as well was in private practice and is the senior residing judge. Dr. Gene Palka has come back, the class of 73, colonel, military, and also a doctor. And then we have The Rock. We got Rocky Washington. And Rocky had an amazing career at Penn State and has gone on and excelled in business. And it's the diversity there is there. And, of course, Joe and Lonnie Hogue and all the other folks that played in that 61 Whippoorwill baseball team, that speaks to itself.
Well, Bob Rickey, we thank you for taking time out to visit us with us this morning. Good luck to you and have a great event tonight.
Thank you very much for your time. Have a great day, gentlemen.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.